Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T-Mar McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry and Church on the Phone. I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Okay, so now call, text, and inbox all of your friends and family members and tell them to call in. The number is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or tell them to just click on my Facebook page or on Tumblr or Alignable, Instagram, or Twitter. Just click on the link wherever you see the post on this of this broadcast, and then you can listen from your computer. You can listen from your computer anytime during the show or any day and time after this show. It could even be next week or whatever. If you missed the program and you want to listen to it, just click on the link for this particular show and you can just enjoy it from the beginning to the end. Tell your friends to join me for this 1 hour because I'm going to be preaching on the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The remnant whom the Lord shall call. That's the message. That's the name of the message for today. See, in order to get a good understanding of what I mean about the remnant, let's say you have 10 children, and all of your 10 children are wild and crazy. They hardly visit you. They are just doing their own thing, right? But you manage to get the attention of one of your children. You tell him to come and get some special gifts that you want him to distribute to the rest of your children, to the rest of his brothers and sisters. He comes over, and you load him up with all kinds of precious gifts, and he takes the gifts and distributes all the gifts to his brothers and sisters, along with an invitation from you to come to your house for dinner. And your children was very grateful for the gifts, and they came over for dinner. Well, that's kind of how it is with the remnant that the Lord calls. He calls the remnant a small group of people out of all of his people. He chooses a small group and supply and equip them with the gifts of the Holy Spirit to share the blessings with the rest of God's church. So he pulled out a small group of Christians, bless them with gifts of the Spirit, the anointing, and then they take what God has given them and share with the rest of Christianity and invite them to the great feast in heaven. It's kind of a quick little picture, I guess. Many are called, but few are chosen. The remnant of God is chosen to minister to the rest of the world. Why just a remnant? Because the remnant of God are those who truly hear him and obey him. They are ready, willing, and able to do his will. You see, God's remnant are people that are at attention. They're not ready to just cliche everything or play the churchianity game. They're really in it for God, for Jesus Christ. And they're listening. Their ears are open to hear from the Lord. Well, God separates them from all others and set them aside because he has a special work for them to do in order to save the world. Do you feel that God has chosen you for a particular work? Do you feel like you're being groomed by the Holy Spirit, trained and prepared for something big? Well, you could be in that small number, that small group of chosen people that God refers to as his remnant. Okay, so how do we know if we are a part of the remnant that the Lord shall call? Well, just hang in there. Hang in there, and by the power of the Holy Spirit in today's broadcast, I will give you more information on the remnant, and then you can see for yourself if this describes you. Okay? Okay. So don't go away. We will be right back.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants. it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. He's longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all.
Listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear or you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors, and all of you who are out there that are true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, which makes you automatically a UCA member. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, the message that you're bringing forth today is a very deep message. And only those with an ear to hear can truly hear what you're saying. So we ask, Lord, that you open the ears of the people, that your true believers will hear and understand this message today and will receive it, Lord, and keep it in their hearts and have their eyes and ears open, so that they can receive more and more of you in this hour. Those that you have called and chosen to be in a specific number of people, a small remnant that will bless this entire world. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. The message today is the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Thank you, Lord. What is a remnant? God's remnant in this hour is a small group of Christian people chosen by God, specifically chosen by God. God calls them saints of the Most High, and he has set them aside for his peculiar purpose. This remnant is being prepared right now in this hour, even as we speak. This remnant is in training. They are preparing themselves, making themselves ready to move forward in order to bring forth the kingdom realm of God to this earth. Pay close attention to this message, because this very remnant could be you. Once they are formed, they will become so powerful that they will storm the gates of hell, and the gates of hell will not prevail against them, because God's last day remnant church is a small, unique group. This remnant is God's end time seven golden candlestick lampstand church. It's the perfect church. This is the remnant that God is going to clothe, and he is going to fill them up with the light of the seven spirits of God. Hear me, They shall be a visible, organized body of anointed Christians, totally committed and obedient to the commandments of God and filled with the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power in order to preach the gospel of the kingdom realm of God to this world. God's remnant are survivors, those who have endured to the end. They are overcomers that help others to overcome and endure to the end as well. These are those that the Lord upholds. They are not condemned. They are highly favored. These are those who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. They are the army of the Lord. Revelation 19, verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. These are people, and the white fine linen are the righteous deeds of the saints and the righteousness of Jesus Christ upon them. We, his last day remnant, yeah, I said we, because this could be you, his last day remnant are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. And the Lord said light, not lights. He said light because we are reflecting his light. His light is in us, and it comes forth from out of us, and it shines. It's his light. It is time for this last day remnant to let our light shine. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, the other nations, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. God is raising us up in this, and he's raising us up. We are his wise ones, his remnant, and we will reflect his light upon the earth, and our light will be clearly seen. Daniel 12, verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. We will shine because we're turning many to righteousness, and we have the light of Jesus Christ in us. God's last day remnant are chosen to minister to the overall church and to the entire world. They are his miracle workers. They know their God, as it is written in Daniel chapter 11. Verse 32, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. This last day remnant belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are raised up in this hour to give glory and honor to God the Father. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, this is the Lord speaking. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel or in Christianity from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion, in the church. We are that remnant, that last day church. If you have an ear to hear, we're that last day church that is raised up in this hour to do signs and wonders, just like the early church. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. The apostles, a small remnant that did signs and wonders among the rest of Israel, among the people. Remember in scripture, you remember this? When the Lord sent out a small group, a remnant of 70 men, they shook up Satan's kingdom. Luke chapter 10, Verse 1, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, every city and place, whither he himself would come. They went out equipped. They were anointed. And this is what happened in verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. It will be the very same thing. It will be the same with us. God's last day remnant church, we are going to shake up Satan's kingdom, and demons will be subject to us through the holy and mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall show forth the praises of God, as it is written in Isaiah 43, verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. God has called and chosen remnants all throughout the Old and New Testaments, to do great things. For example, Noah's family was a small remnant taken out of the world by water to a new world to start a new humanity. Genesis 7:7. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the water of the flood. It was eight souls plus all the animals. Noah was a type of Jesus. When you look at it, the Lord liked to give us revelation. When you read about some of the stories in the Bible, there's always a revelation in there, something that points to Jesus. Noah was a type of Jesus. His wife was a type of the bride. And his sons and their wives was a type of the sons of God. And the animals represented all the nations of the earth. God is the ark that brought them into a new beginning. It was eight people on that ark. And the number eight is the number of a new beginning. They multiplied and replenished the earth. Well, we are the remnant in this hour who will be the ark of safety for the entire world to deliver them from the flood of evil in this hour. We shall also multiply and replenish the earth, but we will replenish the earth and multiply with born-again people, which is the new creation man, a true new humanity. This is the remnant that will replenish the earth and subdue it. We are the remnant that will fulfill the original commission given to Adam and Eve that they failed to complete. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. This is what the Lord said to Adam and Eve. Replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Adam and Eve lost their authority. They lost that authority, but God has given it to us so that we can fulfill that great commission completely. God has always used remnants in the past as a type or a shadow of his last day remnant. Did you know that Abraham had a small army? He had a small army of 318 men, a small remnant. Abraham's men weren't really considered warriors, but they defeated four kings. Genesis 14, verse 17, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him, Abraham, after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the four kings that were with him. The four kings that was with Chedorlaomer. Abraham slaughtered, he slaughtered their armies with just 318 men and of the kings that were with him at the Valley of Sheba, which is the King's Dale. They were just a small group of men, but they were powerful because the Spirit of the Lord was with them. They defeated four kings or four armies of warriors. Joshua's army was a remnant of soldiers also taken out of all of Israel. But they were powerful because the Lord God was with them. They defeated, Joshua's army defeated 31 kings, 31 armies of warriors. Gideon's army of 300 men defeated the Midianites, which was also a powerful, large army, very large army. The Lord reduced the number from thousands of the Israelites to only 300 Israelites. Because Gideon and the people had to see that their victory was by God's hand and not theirs. You see, it's impossible for 300 men to defeat thousands of a powerful army, thousands of warriors. It's impossible. So the Lord reduced that number from the thousands of Israel to only 300 to show them it's by my hand, not yours. Judges 7:7, and the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you. Will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. David's army was a small group as well, very small group of men, but they were very special. You see, just one of David's soldiers was almost as strong as Samson himself. Samson, as you know, killed thousands of the Philistines in one battle. David's army of mighty men were just as powerful. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8. Through 13. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheph, Bathsheba, boy, these words, the Techmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lifted up his spear against 800 men, this one man, against 800 men whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, Eleazar arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. He had such a tight grip. But he defeated the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. He says a great victory that day by that one person. And the people returned. When the rest of the people of the Israelites returned, they returned only to spoil. In other words, they returned only to receive the reward. He already did the work. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a group or into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. They just happened to be in that area. And the people fled from the Philistines. The other Israelites, they fled from the Philistines. But Shammah stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory by him alone. 18 through 21. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them. And he had the name among the three, the top three. Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not unto the first three. Nevertheless, he was powerful. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabith, of Cabsville, who had done many acts. His father had done many acts. Well, Benaniah, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. That means that they were big and powerful warriors, and he slew two of them. He went down also, check this out, and slew a lion, an actual lion, in the midst of a pit in time of snow. It was snowing, and he was in the midst inside of a pit with a lion, and he killed the lion. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man. The Bible says he's a goodly man. That means he was a great warrior. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he took the spear out of the Egyptian's hand. He took the spear. Benaniah, now I'm talking, this one man took the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Now, these were David's mighty men, and they were just a small remnant. The anointing that was upon David went to his warriors, and they became David's greater works people. They were great warriors. David was a type of Jesus, and David's army was a type of God's remnant in this hour. And God's remnant, his remnant church, will become God's greater works people in this hour, according to the very words of Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 12. The Lord said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, and that means all of us who continually believe in Jesus, the works that I do, and when I say believe, I mean really, truly believe in the Lord. He says, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. King David was a type of Jesus Christ, our King. David was just one person taken out of all Israel that defeated Goliath. One person who defeated Goliath, and you know Goliath was a type of Satan. Well, Jesus was just one person also taken out of all Israel. And he defeated Satan himself. And then out of all Israel, Jesus only chose 12 men, a remnant, and called them apostles, which means they were sent ones, sent to destroy the works of demons and heal and deliver the people. And those 12 apostles multiplied to 120, and then to thousands a day, as it is written in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, howbeit many of them, the people, which heard the word, believed, heard the preaching of the apostles. They believed, those that heard them believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And then remember now, that's the number of the men. Back then, they really counted men a lot, but they didn't even number the children and the women. So Christianity came forth from out of Israel. Yep, Christianity came forth from out of Israel, and out of Christianity came forth the bride of Christ, and out of the bride comes forth the man-child company, the sons of God. Those who are just like Jesus, the anointed ones, the Christ-like people, the remnant. You see, I know that we all call ourselves the bride of Christ, and a lot of us call ourselves sons and daughters of God, and which that is true by faith, but there's coming a time when the world has to see it. It has to be proven. The world has to see that you are just as much a son of God as Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You see, the world has to see it, not just you saying it. They have to see that you are truly the heir of God. This man-child company follows the pattern of Jesus. Jesus was a man-child taken out of Mary. And now here we are, God's man-child company, taken from out of the church. The woman clothed with the sun. Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. She gave birth to a man child who is about to rule and shepherd every nation with an iron scepter. And her son was caught up to God and to his throne. We, the man-child company, are caught up to God and to his throne in order to receive our instructions, our directions, to be filled with our crowns, which represents the authority of Jesus Christ. God has called his remnant from out of all Christianity to heal the sick, cast out demons, heal the land and plant seed, to do signs and wonders, to bring forth the breath and atmosphere of God, which is the kingdom realm of heaven to this earth. We are to govern the earth with the mind of God. Revelation 14, verse 1, and I'm reading once again from the Passion Translation, which is a very good translation. Then I looked, and behold, there was the young lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, who has his name and his father's name written foreheads. 144,000 is a small remnant taken out of all Christianity. You see, 12,000 times 12,000 equals 144,000. And we know that 12 is the number of multiplication, restoration, resurrection, renewal, and it is the number of the government of God. We are Mount Zion, the New Jerusalem. We are just men made perfect, and that includes women. We are to be God's government on earth, which is on the top of the mountains, and we will draw all nations to us, as it is written in Micah chapter 4, verse 2. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, which is Mount Zion, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law, or the word of God, shall go forth of Zion, the church, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. This new Jerusalem, God's city, or people of peace, we will be sought out. They will come looking for us, as it is written in Isaiah 62, verse 12. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out. They're going to be looking for us, a city not forsaken. Note that that God's people is the city. This remnant church will be very powerful because God is going to unveil the revelation of Jesus Christ to them. He is going to give them the unveiling of the full mystery between God and Christ, and the revelation of us in Jesus Christ. He's even going to unveil the revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus in this hour as well. Keep in mind that it is by the revelation of Jesus Christ that the Lord is going to build his church. We are a people that will be highly anointed with the same anointing that was on Jesus Christ. And that anointing was a never-failing or never-diminishing anointing. We will be his greater works people. God's last day remnant church are the ones who sits with Jesus on his throne. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. God has foreordained us and has set us in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We shall have the full authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, insomuch that we will judge the world with righteous judgment. Once again, as it is written in Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Do you know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial matters or trivial cases? In another translation, it's written that we will judge angels. But which angels? The fallen angels at their judgment. We will not need to judge the holy angels of heaven because they are always doing God's will. But those angels who left their first estate shall be judged. We are the saints of the Most High who will take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. The kingdom is the world, but this world is suffering violence right now. But still, this world belongs to the Lord. It belongs to the Lord, as it is written in Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell therein. The world is the promised land in this hour, and we must take the land. Take the promised land, just like Joshua and his army took the promised land in the Old Testament. The kingdom is suffering violence all around us, and now it's time for God's remnant to take it by force. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, this very hour, even today, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. But first, the man clothed in linen has to spread the power of the holy people. God's remnant are his holy people. Daniel chapter 12, verse 7, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, continually lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Then we are going to change this world into the kingdom of God, as it is written in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Yes, it is after the full true gospel of the kingdom is preached that, you know, that perfect seven message of life and immortality in the kingdom. When it is preached all over the world, that's when the end comes. After that, the pure, true gospel of the kingdom. As it is written in Matthew 24, verse 14, and this is what Jesus said himself. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness all nations. And then shall the end come. The Lord said, this gospel. What gospel was that? It's the gospel that he preached, the words that he taught, and the power behind it, the miracles, the signs, all of that. He said, this gospel that they've witnessed, when it's preached in all the world for a witness, then shall the end come. So this gospel was that. It was the same gospel that Jesus preached with miracles, signs, and wonders. We must show proof of God's kingdom. So we have to demonstrate it, as it is written in 1 Corinthians 2, 4. Paul said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. God's last day remnant church, whom the Lord shall call, will preach the good news of the kingdom, which is for people to see God's will being done on earth just as it is in heaven. You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. That was Jesus' prayer. This remnant shall bring the kingdom realm of God to this world. The small remnant will bring the kingdom realm of God to this world. We must do away with all evil upon the earth because there is no evil in heaven. Therefore, we have the keys of the kingdom to forbid that which is forbidden in heaven and to release that which is released in heaven. How are we going to do that? How are we going to forbid that which is forbidden in heaven and release that which is released in heaven? Well, because we will be in heaven and on earth at the same time. This small remnant, very powerful people. Hear me out. You could be one of them, so don't disregard this message. We will have the backing of heaven, and then heaven and earth shall be one, as it is written in Isaiah 66:22. For just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, this is the Lord speaking, will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your descendants and your name will endure. God's remnant in this hour is not just an army, but we are priests as well. We are the Melchizedek order, and we will wear the four faces of Jesus Christ. We will wear his face as a man because he is the Son of God. Therefore, we are sons of God. We will wear his face as a lion, which represents kingship, because he is our king, the King of Kings. His face, and he has made us kings. His face of an ox, which represents a servant, because he serves us. Therefore, we are to serve him and people, and we also wear his face of the face of an eagle, his face of an eagle, which represents judgment, because he is the great judge, and he has made us his judges. We are priests, and Jesus is our high priest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. He has made us kings and priests in this hour to reign with him on earth. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And have made unto us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. In another scripture, it says, and we will reign on the earth. The Lord has made his remnant, his shepherds in this hour as well. We are his shepherds also. He is our great shepherd, and he has made us shepherds. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you, God working in us, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He's going to make us perfect. We will be perfect as he is perfect. We will be holy as he is holy. This remnant church is only interested in fulfilling the ministry of Jesus Christ, fulfilling his ministry. We are raised to complete his ministry. Jesus ministered for 3.5 years, and now he is going to anoint his remnant church to minister for 3.5 years, giving the earth 7 years of plenty. God is raising up his last day remnant church for the purpose of serving his people and the world. We are raised to bring glory to his holy name and to introduce the world to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So get ready, world, because they are coming. We are coming, the remnant, God's perfect church. We are coming to bless the world in Jesus' holy name. We have been commissioned. Amen and amen. That's the message.
Your left, your right, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left, 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 your left attention.
Calling everyone to proclaim to be a Christian.
Come on, ye
calling
Christians.
All the new recruits to the demolition.
Come fall in line.
Prepare yourself for the quick commission.
This world is in a critical situation. Critical.
Rumors of war and massive devastation.
You think a mission.
We see nations rising against nations.
War, yeah.
We will see abomination of desolation. Come on, soldiers.
Wake up, soldiers.
Wake up.
Sitting on the pew.
Get up off the pew.
The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. God has given us a mission.
We're on a mission.
Word everyone.
To reconcile with him, yes.
Who will work
in the vineyard today? On the front line. I'll be the first to go and send me, Lord.
We need to pray always.
The prayer is the
when they pray and supplication.
We pray for
holy
and
further
people
of faith. And we may open our mouths to make known the mysteries of the gospel.
All right. Praise the Lord. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I would like to encourage all of you to call your friends and family and tell them about our program every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Check your time zone and keep in mind that this is a worldwide program. So, it could be on at any time all over the world. So check your time zone and dial in 646-668-8537 or just click on our picture or on wherever you see the post, on the link wherever you see the post. We're here every Monday, and on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. we have Christian Talk. Thank you all for being with us, and we hope that you receive something from our message today. And if so, then just let the church say amen.
say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
See you.